You're just minutes away from Auto Central in Stafford. Auto Central is that kind of car care center, serving Missouri City, Stafford, Sugarland, and West Houston. This area is home to Stafford Center, the First Colony Mall, Riverbend Country Club, and Auto Central at 2526 5th Street in Stafford. Go to Auto Central for all of your BG products and services and ask about the Oil Change Loyalty Reward Card. And there's always a free loaner while your car is being repaired. Drop off your car in the morning, pick it up after work. Auto Central at 2526 5th Street. Call 281-499-9684. Online, it's AutoCentralAutomotive.com. Auto Central. Call 281-499-9684. Online, it's AutoCentralAutomotive.com. Auto Central. It's that kind of car care center.
Hi, I'm Ed Hendy, and at our house, the backyard pool is the center of our family activity year-round. That's where we spend some great time together. In fact, some of our best family memories are from the great times we've had in our own backyard pool. I think your family would enjoy a pool, too. Call Platinum Pools at 281-870-1600. That's 281-870-1600, and have them redesign your backyard around a lush tropical swimming pool. They'll turn it into your own private resort where your family and friends will gather to enjoy life, get some exercise, or just escape. Give your loved ones a new Platinum Pool. Call 281-870-1600. 281-870-1600.
The pool party is on at PlatinumPools.com. Get some great pool party ideas and share your own. Find the latest games, toys, and swimwear. It's all online at PlatinumPools.com.
Call Platinum Pools at 281-870-1600.
If you want the best deal ever on furniture, you want to have your furniture delivered today with no frustrating wait, no backward effort. Come out to Gallery Furniture's 31st Anniversary Super Sale. Both locations, Post Oak and West Charmer, North Freeway, open until 10 o'clock tonight with the best bargains ever on living room furniture, dining room furniture, bedroom furniture. Selected items during this 31st Anniversary Super Sale, marked down 30 to 60, even 70% off. Best selection ever, lowest price, name brand furniture, best of all, delivered today, no backlogs. Gallery Furniture's 31st Anniversary Sale, open 10, saves you money today.
It could only happen on KSEV, a talk show hosted by someone who has actually held public office. And it's happening again.
This is the Mike Huckabee Show. If we are a people who believe that the other side's not wrong all the time, and just maybe we're not right all the time. I tend to think the other side's wrong most of the time, but not all the time.
The Mike Huckabee Radio Show, Monday through Friday evenings at 8. And you'll only hear it here. AM 700 KSEV. From KSEV, the voice of Texas, this is Guns Over Texas. Jeff Sanford and Gary Montgomery are the gun nuts. They believe in America. They fight for your Second Amendment rights. They teach safety, advanced shooting skills, and responsible gun ownership. They just love guns. Guns Over Texas starts now.
Welcome back to Guns Over Texas, Houston. As usual, the best stuff happens during the commercial breaks.
I wouldn't call that best.
We actually just got to watch a little bit of video of Jason doing his shoot. And shooting
the barricade.
It was very graceful how you dove into the end of your shooting, your prone shooting position.
You know, everybody looks at themselves in the mirror and thinks, you know, I could stand to lose a few pounds. And looking at my still photos, I think, I could stand to lose a few pounds. And then I watched the video just now of me lumbering and diving headlong into a firing position and said, wow.
Hey, at least you're honest with yourself.
I am honest with myself. I thought, you know, everybody looks in the mirror and thinks they see Superman with a big S on their chest. But
no,
you
I
watch
don't
the video.
That.
Wow. It was sad.
Well, you know, video adds 10 or 35 pounds,
yeah.
You know.
No, it's 10. And that's the thing that scares you when you see some folks, because you go, wow, if it adds 10 pounds, you got issues.
Well, we've talked about Gary's gracefulness and the way he can skate across a concrete floor. But, Jason, that was
you like that dive?
That was pretty nimble.
Yeah. Man,
that was pretty nimble.
I dive for the dirt with the best of them, baby.
Well, I don't know if you guys have heard, but the Republican National Convention is scheduled for the end of August in Tampa Bay, Florida. Lovely Tampa Bay, home of the gentleman you were shooting with this past weekend. Of course, the city and its surrounding areas are making their elaborate preparations for the convention. And Tampa's Democrat mayor, Bob Buckhorn, being a good little communist, has proposed banning guns from the downtown area during active days of the convention. Of course, he never explained how such a ban could ever be enforced. The smart money says the instant the convention is over, Mayor Buckhorn will argue that the ban be made permanent. That would only be natural, right? Mm-hmm. Now, God bless Florida's Governor Rick Scott, who immediately after hearing Mayor Buckhorn's whiny drivel, dismissed the entire idea with the following statement. Conventions and guns have coexisted since the nation's birth. It's unclear how disarming law-abiding citizens would better protect them from dangers and threats posed by those who would flout the law. It's just such times that the constitutional right to self-defense is most precious and must be protected from government overreach. I'm confident that many federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies focused on the RNC will fully protect Floridians and visitors without the need to resort to sweeping infringements on our most sacred constitutional traditions. Now, Buckhorn, once again, a Democrat, communist, told reporters Wednesday that he was disappointed but not surprised. I believe that there is no reason to have a concealed firearm in downtown Tampa that week, Buckhorn said. That's rich. Did you get that, Gary?
I certainly got that.
Buckhorn doesn't believe Floridians have any reason to exercise their rights that week. Law be damned. This jerk thinks law-abiding citizens should be disarmed, in turn totally empowering criminals in the downtown area. Mm-hmm. Now, I wonder, do you think that Mayor Buckhorn will have armed security during the RNC?
Oh, of course he does.
I believe he has no reason to. How does that make you feel, you jerk? That's just typical.
But you know what I would love to see when that kind of thing happens? Is that when guys like that and him and Bloomberg, I would love to see their police departments go, you know what? Fine. We won't be your protection detail.
Sounds good to me.
I would love to
but,
see
but
that.
But I'm special.
I don't.
I'm better than you.
Oh, now we got it.
That's where it gets down to.
Yes.
Rosie O'Donnell doesn't want you to have a gun, but she has two armed guards with her
at
all times.
That's right.
One to wipe and one, never mind.
One to lift the fat rolls up.
Exactly.
Is it any surprise to people like Rosie O'Donnell that her that nobody watches her show? Like, nobody.
You said
that
show.
She
okay.
was canceled. Like, nobody watches it.
What was sad was she was canceled by her own friend, Oprah.
Who nobody is watching her anymore.
I was like, wow, you know, how far we have fallen.
I think it's great that people are finally starting to say, you know what, I'm sick of listening to this person.
Well, you know what,
I'm not going to support him.
I honestly think that it's because we have fewer and fewer housewives. I could be wrong about that, but I think that's
and more and more channel options.
Yeah.
When Oprah first got popular, we were still back in the days of, what,
ten or 20
channels on cable even?
Well, fewer housewives, but a lot more people on welfare.
But are they watching Oprah?
No, probably. No, well,
like,
apparently
Oprah
not.
Talk about reading books and stuff like that. I mean,
and we know they don't do that.
Yeah, no.
Oh, man.
They invented the toothbrush. Otherwise, they invented the teethbrush. Never mind. That was wrong. I'm sorry.
So back to the M&P Shield. We reached 1,045 shots with no lubricant, no cleaning, absolutely nothing, straight out of the box with the Shiloh Shooting Range Shield. So now I deem it carryable. Did I clean it? No, of course not. I did squirt a little bit of oil down the rails, though.
Okay, mine's clean.
What are you going to clean it now that you've hit 1,000 rounds?
No.
All right.
Okay. Now, if it was the range gun that's sitting behind the counter, that's fine. But if you're carrying it for your actual personal protection,
I'll consider it right around 1,500. I'm thinking.
All right.
So.
All right. Well, mine has been fired clean, so it's still clean.
That's way too much work, Gary. Way too much work. Yeah. Now, Jason, you talked about in an average stage this last weekend, you would shoot 57, 58 rounds.
Yes.
Well, that's nothing compared to what New York police officers are shooting on the streets.
Let me preface that. When I said it's strange, they say it's supposed to be a typical street cop training scenario. That's why we're going to give you 57 targets.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that you can't shoot 57 rounds, but sometimes it's only at one person. See, we had multiple targets that I was engaging with those 57 rounds, as opposed to one target I would engage with 57 said rounds.
Yeah.
two Harlem police officers
yes.
engaged a, well, a crazed madman who had a, he had a .22 caliber revolver.
Yes.
He shot and killed his baby sister, mm-hmm. Shot his mother twice, once in the head.
So he was a turd who needed to be shot.
Oh, precisely.
He was definitely yes. acting like he would benefit from being shot.
And
yes.
from 70 feet away from two NYPD officers, he raised his .22 caliber revolver.
70
and fired and
one round.
He fired. He strummed off one round that hit their car, didn't it?
Yes, hit the windshield. So they knew they were taking fire.
Well,
yes.
And to his credit, that means that he actually was deadly with that.
Yes, I have no issue with them shooting at him. I have issue with them not hitting him.
The two officers.
Well, okay, I'll give him credit. Let's finish the story here.
They jumped out of their car and unleashed 84 rounds of fury.
Wait, just
at
the
this
two
guy.
Of them?
The two of them.
I they both were re-
no, they no, both reloaded two. Four times. And one of the officers finished the gunfight with one bullet left, and that was all he had, and he thought he was empty. And the other officer had 8 rounds left in his mag after going through 4 other mags. So 84 rounds. They hit him 14 times.
14 non-life-threatening times.
Because he's still alive.
Yes.
So they had a hit percentage of roughly 16%?
16%.
But that's about average in a police gunfight. It's not average just soaking up 16 rounds.
I know. That's the sad part, is that I tell people this and they don't believe us. HPD's number is like 30-something percent.
And they're doing fantastic.
Exactly.
And at 70 feet, we're still talking, it's less than 25 yards. About
yeah,
20,
but 70 feet.
A little bit more
feet,
than 15, a little less than 20.
That's a little longer cover, than what you think, though.
There might have been cover involved. We don't know if our illustrious criminal had a mailbox or a light pole or anything. I haven't seen where
that
he was at.
That was a big light pole.
You can get real small when 84 rounds are flying.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
It's like that movie True Lies when Tom Arnold gets behind the light pole.
What's to stick out?
What do I want shot off? Yes.
So 84 rounds, and the guy's still alive. Now, what? Just being in law enforcement, Jason, what would happen if these guys came back to, say, your division and y'all, the other guys knew that they had fired 84 rounds and the guy's still
because, you know, if it was a real gunfight like that, they would probably not get as much grief initially. Mm-hmm. A couple of years from now, oh, yeah, it'd be blood in the water, all hands on deck to make fun of you for that. But at the time, obviously, we'd be sensitive and so forth. But
well, yes, because there is a factor of stress.
And we shoot at the range. I can shoot a perfect score on my qual, but there's no rounds coming back my way.
Right.
Now, granted, in this case, only one round came their direction, and that was the signal, that was the go buzzer to let them know they were in a fight. And after that, no more rounds came their way, probably because they were unleashing 84 rounds in his direction. He probably got down wherever
How
he got.
How long did it
did
take them to
head.
Fire this amount of rounds?
It does not say there, but if you look at, you can go online and Google up, type in NYPD 84 rounds and do an image search, and you will see their car with so many little paper cups numbered.
I bet they ran out of paper cups. I bet they had to go to the convenience store to get more.
Little evidence tag markers. Yeah. My God.
They probably ran out of the tag markers and went to the paper cups.
That was really impressive. Really impressive.
And it's not the first time that this sort of thing has happened. I mean, they had the gentleman in New York that I believe they shot him 44 times.
41.
Yeah. 41,
shots.
Yeah.
Amadou Diallo.
But in that case, it was about 10 officers firing all at the same time and everybody.
And they didn't have a gunshot to set them off.
No,
they
but it's, well, it's contagious gunfire. Yes. Once one officer fires, the other guys go, well, if it's good enough for my partner to shoot at, maybe I should be shooting at it too.
Right.
And I can understand this sympathetic reaction.
Yes.
But then afterwards, when you find out the one guy was mistaken and the other 9 guys lit him up, but you're in front of the internal affairs guys going, why'd you shoot? Well, Bobby was shooting. You know? Tommy was shooting, too. I figure I had to. I didn't want to be the only guy not shooting.
We've seen that in HPD, yes.
Yeah. Stuff happens. I can't judge because I haven't been in that situation yet.
That's right. It's real easy to make fun of the guys from our chair and not being in their position.
Yeah, and it is. I will tell you from personal experience, when you have a bullet coming towards you, have multiple bullets coming towards you, and you know that they're coming toward you, and you really understand that, you know, pistols kind of whistle and rifles pop, it's an unnerving feeling.
Now, here's one of the unnerving feelings there. You're saying that they were down to their last round for one guy and 8 rounds left for the other guy. NYPD does not have shotguns. They do not have carbines. They don't have rifles. They have no long gun backup. which from 21 feet, a long gun would have been a decisive way to end this.
Yes.
Pistols always are going to have a lower hit percentage than a rifle is.
70 feet.
70 feet. And they're saying, you know, New York PD goes, well, we don't want armed people armed with rifles. That would be dangerous. 84 rounds.
You released 84
60 plus
rounds.
Unaccounted for rounds.
You got no
idea.
Wouldn't
you rather give him a rifle and let him strum off two or three rounds and hit what he's aiming at and solve the problem right then?
No, you're being logical.
Because if you literally ran out of ammo and these guys didn't have a backup gun, their buddy could
have
walked up and finished them off.
No place in this discussion.
You run out of ammo. You're down to you. You don't have any bullets left. Yes. And your guy still gets up. He's fired one at his baby sister and killed her, two at mama and killed her, one at the car. A typical revolver would have six shots. He might have one left, but a lot of 22 caliber revolvers
have
nine
ten
shots.
Rounds or nine or ten.
Yeah. So he still has three or four more rounds left. Right. He could walk up to you at leisure.
And turn you off.
Or you're the NYPD guy running down the street yelling, help, help.
Right.
You know, trying to get
away. That's really embarrassing for your
partner. Would be embarrassing. Now, I don't know if these guys had backup weapons or not, but the fact is a rifle or a shotgun would have been a decisive factor here.
Oh, yes.
Okay. 84 rounds, though. When you think about it, that's a lot of shooting, even for just two officers.
Oh, yeah.
How long does it take you to rip through four mags pretty much as fast as you can? It still takes a while.
Even for Gary.
A minute
for
now,
the
I was
whole
gonna
gun
say, that's,
yeah.
that's
about 1 minute.
For a good shooter, that's about a minute worth of shooting.
Yeah.
Of hammering away.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. With a pucker.
Yeah.
God, it's like Beirut.
Yeah. And I love, we're going to pay.
Yeah.
Houston, we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you're on hold, we're going to get to you just as soon as we get back with more Guns Over Texas.
TV is on Facebook. Click the like button and join our group of conservative Texans. Facebook.com/KSEV700.
Do you have your concealed handgun license yet? If not, take your CHL class from a professional instructor at the Shiloh Indoor Shooting Range. Not one of these instructors that doesn't know which end of the gun goes bang. Shiloh instructors are professionally trained, knowledgeable, and friendly. Mention KSEV when you register by phone and get the one-time special price of just $99. Call the Shiloh Indoor Shooting Range at 281-444-8930. Come beat the heat with our new cold AC and improved ventilation units. Ladies-only concealed handgun classes are available also. Taught by Houston's best female instructor, Tracy Sanford. Classes for women, by women. The Shiloh Indoor Shooting Range is located at 12703 Shiloh Church Road, just south of 1960, just east of the Willowbrook Mall. Call us at 281-444-8930. You've got a gun. You know how to shoot. Get your CHL now. Register for the next class at 281-444-8930.
It could only happen on KSEV, a talk show hosted by someone who has actually held public office. And it's happening again.
This is the Mike Huckabee Show. If we are a people who believe that the other side's not wrong all the time, and just maybe we're not right all the time. I tend to think the other side's wrong most of the time, but not all the time.
The Mike Huckabee Radio Show, Monday through Friday evenings at 8. And you'll only hear it here. AM 700 KSEV.
Welcome back to Guns Over Texas, Houston. Let's go straight out to our phone lines. David in North Houston. David, welcome to Guns Over Texas. You have a comment on the New York shooting?
Yeah, guys. In all fairness, I think that there's a chance that the guy with the 22 got off maybe a couple more rounds and they just ran into the wall of lead that was heading in his direction.
You watched the movie Red, didn't you?
That was awesome.
Yeah, great. In and out, good caller. We like that caller.
I like that.
Come in with your zing, leave on a high note, and move on with life.
Now, all right.
Well, are you going back?
Oh, no, go ahead, man.
Oh, I was going to say, we're looking at this, and granted, this happened about a week or so ago. We just didn't have time to get to it on last week's show because we actually had more callers than we had time, which is, I think, a first in the history of Guns Over Texas Radio. But you know, I'm looking at the article I'm reading here is from the New York Post, and of course the guy, he was armed with a .22 caliber
Saturday Night Special.
Saturday Night Special. They had to put Saturday Night Special in quotes. They couldn't say it was a revolver, a pistol, a Colt, a Sig, a Remington. It's a .22 Saturday Night Special, which does not tell you anything at all about
it. Doesn't tell you anything.
Right. But I will bet.
But
Jennings,
it sounds evil.
Jennings, Broyko, you know, or some other
Omega
turd of a pistol.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's head out to Kip. Kip, welcome to Guns Over Texas. Fire away.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
The New York deal, that reminds me about 5 years ago when HPD chased the one kid down from a drug deal downtown, and then ended up right at the freeway, right where I live, on 59 southbound at the 90 overpass. If I recall, 48 rounds were fired, and he was hit four times, but they were shooting from the outside lanes. He was on the inside lane. And going toward the Chevy dealership there, that's now another dealership. But it was interesting that 2 weeks later, that dealership had a hail damage sale. Yeah.
Well, they do tend to leave dents and things when they hit them.
Yeah, funny how those bullets work.
Yeah, that guy probably had a Saturday night special, so we don't blame him for shooting across the freeway at him.
He did suicide by a cop, but there was oncoming traffic, of course, the other side, which kind of was bothersome. But the one thing I wanted to is I got back from the gun show today, and for the first time I was looking at the really fancy Kimbers, the real expensive ones, and tried the triggers on all of them. It's interesting. They've got creeps, scratches, and everything before the sear releases the hammer, and all of them had it in the exact same place.
Well, yeah, when they're
the machining marks.
I was going to say, metal injection molding parts. It's the same mold, so yeah.
I'll tell you, it was interesting. Each one had the same scratch before hammer release. Exactly. But maybe Jason could answer my third and last question. Is there a law that has been passed? Because I remember gun shows used to be till 8 o'clock Friday nights, 9 o'clock Saturday or 8 o'clock Saturdays, and then Sundays at 4 or 5. Now it's all 4 o'clock. I was just wondering if somebody passed a law that you can't sell guns at a gun show after dark.
I couldn't tell you that, except I know they're paying hourly rate to rent the floor space.
Yeah,
and
it's been a long time, a very long time since I remember running that late. Usually five on
I was working at gun shows doing the loading and unloading at like age 12 and up, and I remember being done by 5 or 6 o'clock on Sunday.
Exactly.
You know, because there was a breakdown. Because everybody, they come from Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, wherever the other dealers are coming from, they got to get home. So, you got to break down and get it on the road.
Yeah, I remember Saturday nights were usually 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's been a long while, because it's probably longer than any of us have worked the shows.
Sorry, Gary, I'm old.
Well, you know, Jason's older than me and Jeff, so, you know, we're
not that much older, hell.
Different decade, though.
Oh, Lord. Okay, I'll let you go. Bye.
Thank you, Kip. All right, let's head out to Tomball and talk to John. John, welcome to Guns Over Texas. Fire away.
Excuse me, I keep laughing about you guys.
So do our wives.
I'm 64 years old, and I don't have the hand strength to fully load a clip anymore.
Okay.
And a friend of mine had an Israeli-made device called an Uplula. I was wondering if you guys knew where I could buy one.
You can go to Shiloh Shooting Range on 19, just off of 1960 on Shiloh Church Road. Come on by. We have them in stock, and we keep those things in stock. Those are such handy little devices. That's the Uplula. It's made by Butler Creek, and we've got them from small sizes like 22 to 380, and then you've got your 9 to 45.
Yeah, I know. I went over to Carter's Country and looked at one, but all they had was a baby, and then I shoot a 9mm, and it wouldn't work.
Yes, sir. Well, we do have them in stock.
Hello, you'll see me tomorrow.
Ah, we'll see you Tuesday, because we're closed on Mondays. Monday is range maintenance day.
Thanks for that information.
You got it, John. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have you guys ever used one of those things?
I have used them for instructional purposes to show somebody else how to use one. I personally don't need them.
Well, I always said, you know, I don't need them. I'm a tough, manly man, you know. Well, and then once I started taking the weekend pistol courses where you load mag after mag after mag, and then you have to, you can't actually wrap your hands around the steering wheel when you drive home. You just have to put the butt of your palms on the wheel and drive.
Well, no, so now you have the calluses that might let you do it. Yeah. You used to have really soft hands.
It's his thumbs, man. Talking about thumbs here.
But most range sessions, you shoot, what, 100, 150 rounds?
Well, if it's a mid-class, you might shoot more. Like, I've done several thousand-round classes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about
for those, I can understand that.
Yeah.
But
that's called bring a whole bunch of magazines preloaded.
And I feel bad.
Yeah, but you got to load them sometime.
Not if you bring enough magazines.
Are you buying loaded mags?
You can load a few at a time, relax, load a few at a time. Exactly. I understand that, but I hate to say this. They always have their place, this tool for females and older shooters, arthritis, there's always a place, but perfectly healthy guys load one magazine, I see them with it, and it's the Massengill tool.
Here's your rape whistle. But, no, in all seriousness, yes, there are. Well, and actually, you can have just plain old injuries. I've been nursing a thumb injury for a few weeks now. And it's difficult to load magazines.
Well, they come through. I never have a problem with the pistol mags, but on the subgun mags, some of those H&Ks and the Colt submachine gun mags, man, if you don't have a tool when you're getting down to around 27, 28,
Well,
that
those,
tool is,
you know,
definitely needed.
Yeah, and those I'd rather just have the stripper clips and the funnel.
Yep.
Because now we're talking about a whole lot of rounds. And you
just want the stripper clips because of their name.
Yeah, well, that too. I like the name. Yes, I admit this.
Houston, if you do not have your concealed handgun license yet, what are you waiting for? Get your concealed handgun license now at Shiloh Indoor Shooting Range. Give them a call at 281-444-8930. That's 281-444-8930. And we'll be back with more Guns Over Texas coming up next.
Chris Baker is on KSEV. It's Baker and Patrick tomorrow afternoon at 4 on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
No one has a right to make you a victim. I'm Tracy from Shiloh Shooting Range. Have you ever heard footsteps behind you that made you feel uneasy? Or a stranger scare you while walking to your car? Every week, more and more women from all over Houston are coming to see me, empowering themselves by learning the gift of self-defense. Whether you come in for a one-on-one basic handgun training class or to get your ladies-only concealed handgun license, I'm here to offer you my ladies-only classes. If you're a beginner, book your basic training class. If you know how to shoot, book your CHL class. All designed exclusively for women. Call me at Shiloh Shooting Range, 281-444-8930. 281-444-8930. That's 281-444-8930. Or sign up at shilohshooting.com. Because no one has a right to make you a victim.
Want to cut your energy costs by 30%? Don't miss the next 30 Green Radio Show Saturday afternoon at 2.
We just did something a few days ago to knock about 30% or more off our bill. How do I know what my current refrigerator is eating up, and will the new one be any better?
Well, we have mostly CFLs. We have seen a reduction, which has been our primary indicator, not so much whether it's a green philosophy or not.
It's me. Hey, I'm hanging on to my incandescent bulbs. I'll take them from my cold, dead hands.
Dedicated to cutting your energy costs by 30%. The 30 Green Radio Show, presented by Davis Air Conditioning and Heating. They keep you warm for less money. By Carrier Air Conditioning Systems, turn to the experts. And by Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling Systems, smarter from the ground up. And don't miss the 30 Green Radio Show, Saturday afternoons at 2, here on AM 700 KSEV.
Welcome back to Guns Over Texas, Houston. If you want to get in on the conversation, you can give us a call at 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738 or Guns Over Texas Radio on Facebook. Now, a topic that's near and dear to a lot of people in Texas is open carry. And a lot of people think that, well, there's a ton of people think that they shouldn't be told how they should be able to exercise their rights. And while I can see that side of the argument. I also think that it's probably best that we stay concealed.
Yes.
Now, I was the open carry proponent for a long time on the show, for about the first year that we were on the show.
Uh-huh.
And then we had one caller that changed my opinion totally because he wanted to show it off,
right,
to threaten neighbors, basically, as a don't mess with me kind of tactic. And that guy is the one that did it for me.
And unfortunately for everybody in Texas, your rights can go away due to that guy, that one guy that's a moron that's going to go out there and mess it up for everybody.
Right. Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's that way with a lot of things in life.
Well, the thing is that that very sentiment at its core has been one of the big reasons that people are proponents for open carry, is a belief that it in and of itself is a deterrent. And I personally think that there's a failure in understanding that the people we're worried about are professional predators. And, you know, the bad guys, yeah, they're not the sharpest tools in the shed, but one of the things that they do, let's say if they walk into a Stop and Rob, okay, the first thing they do is look around to see maybe there's an off-duty cop here, if there's a cop. And part of the reason that cops wear distinctive uniforms and wear the gun out
is visual deterrence.
Yeah. It's a visual deterrence, but it does attract attention to them. It's more so the uniform and the fact that it's okay, yes, that's a cop, less so than the gun. The gun is out for ease of access and speed of access. Not so much to say, okay, I have a gun and therefore. My thing is that what we have is we have guys who go, that's the first one I need to pop. Okay? And what this case what we're about to talk about is not the first time that we've heard of someone who was an open carry who, you know, were victimized specifically because they were carrying open.
Because he was open carrying. Yeah. And this happened, just a few months ago in Richmond. And apparently a gentleman went to the gas station fairly, you know, it was early in the evening, 8 o'clock or so, open carrying his gun. And, Jason, you made a good point, probably in not a retention holster.
Not a retention holster, no.
Because the gun was taken from him by two teenagers, one 17 and one 16.
And how old was the gentleman? I don't remember. It said
48.
48 years old. Okay.
Yeah. So they took his gun away from him. He chased them down the street, and they killed him. Then they used his gun 6 or 7 hours later to kill another guy in another attempted robbery. So this is definitely, yeah, it's not something that happens all the time in open carry because, you know, we have states like Arizona that have open carry, and yet we don't hear stories like this.
But if you look at it, this is obviously a target of opportunity. Did the kids go to this convenience store to steal a gun? Did the kids go there to kill this guy? No. But if they see somebody, and I hate to say, if you're a wolf, you're looking for sheep.
Right.
That's
right. Look at him. He's fat. He's out of shape.
But
he's
you're
48.
Also on the look for the
sheep. He's kind of dumpy. And he has a gun, but you know what? I'm looking at him. I can take him.
Right.
I can take him easily. All I got to do is walk up behind him.
Yeah.
I shove his right arm up forward, and while he falls forward to catch himself, I'm going to rip that gun out of his holster, and I'm going to turn around and take off running.
Right.
You know, which is exactly what they tried to do. And apparently, this dude gave enough chase and put up enough stink that they turned around and cranked off around at him and killed him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's tragic, but the guy, and I don't know the guy, I don't know the circumstances, I haven't seen the video, but basically it seems like he might have set himself up for this type of thing to happen. You know, if you're going to advertise that you've got it, it's something that officers carry security holsters for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Every officer out there, not every officer, but the vast majority of them out there are carrying a level 3 retention holster. And the reason they carry it is specifically the gun is hanging out there for anybody to see. And it's out there for anybody to take, basically. So you have to be able to retain that weapon. And the main retention you can have is concealment. And this guy basically violated the first thing. His strongest safety feature was concealment.
Mm-hmm.
But by walking around displaying it, look how cool, look how tough. I can handle anything. Well, if there's two of them there, A, it doesn't matter how tough you are. When you're 48 and there's two 18-year-olds, they're going to take you. They're going to be able to, if they strike first, they're going to be able to get control of you. They're going to be able to get that weapon.
And, you know, this could have also been prevented if he had been more aware of his surroundings.
Yes.
You know, it's a textbook case of being caught completely oblivious and conditioned white. You know, showing the world your gun should not give you the illusion of safety. If anything, if you're open carrying, you should be 10 times more prepared. The openly carried gun, it's not much use to the person who's cluelessly carrying it. Now, it's not a magic wand. and it will not save the day or your life without you.
Well, that's the thing about guns in general. We tell people this all the time, is there's an issue of mindset. And a lot of people, when they come to me and say, hey, Gary, I want you to teach me about using a firearm, and yeah, they know that, yes, I have a competition background, but my focus for probably the last decade or so has been primarily defensive. And so I teach from a defensive mindset. The thing is I'll tell them, well, this may be a life change for you. This may be a lifestyle change, because if you're not going to have the mindset of I may have to use this and that I'm not going to hesitate, that if somebody's acting like they'll benefit from being shot, I'm going to do it because it's necessary and that's the only difference between me and being a home in a body bag, okay, that's the mindset. If you can't get there, if you can't get comfortable with the fact that you may have to make that call, then you don't need to bother with carrying a gun. And there's a whole lot of people who, you know, we were talking about this case just, happened in Florida a while back. This lady ended up going to jail for aggravated assault against her husband, who apparently was beating the snot out of her. Okay, she left the house, went back into the house because she had to get her keys, and when threatened by the guy, instead of shooting him, she shot at him, fired a round off into the ceiling. And got convicted in all of about 10 minutes for aggravated assault. Why? Because she didn't want to shoot the guy. She just wanted to, quote-unquote, scare him. You don't get to shoot at people, and you can't shoot at somebody a little bit. You either shoot them or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And
that round had to go somewhere. And if it wasn't soaked up by him, where did it go?
Where did it go? Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so they rightfully convicted her of aggravated assault. It's really unfortunate, but that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why if you can't get right with that.
And now she's going to be painted as the aggressor
exactly.
in any future divorce proceedings or anything else.
Exactly. And that's exactly what happened. She got convicted of aggravated assault, and she's sitting in jail right now. You know.
Okay. Well, let me pose you this. Let's put it this way. The Second Amendment says nothing about carrying concealed or carrying open. Okay?
Yeah.
Should instances like these make people stop fighting for open carry?
I can sympathize with them just like you can. I understand it's your right and you should be able to do it, but just because you should be able to do something doesn't necessarily make it a good idea.
Well, right. and to the point about the Second Amendment, we're all Second Amendment proponents here.
Yeah.
And we do firmly believe in the concept of the right shouldn't be infringed, but just like you have the right to say whatever you want, there is a cost to yelling fire in a crowded theater if it's not necessary. So, you know, we have to at some point in time say, okay, we have to find a realistic ground and say, this is a bad idea.
People are open carrying at every match you shoot at,
right.
at every gun range you go to. When you're hunting, guys are carrying around shotguns.
Right.
And they're not being victimized in crimes.
Yeah, because it's part of what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's a reasonable thing at that point in time.
And everybody around them is armed. I mean, the most polite areas I've been at are matches. Everybody's got a gun.
Right.
And I'm not worried about leaving my stuff on a cart or leaning my guns up against the side of somebody's car and walking out going to the bathroom.
Generally speaking, everybody there is honest and squared away.
And it's going to be there when I come back. I have no issues with that. But then this is, you know, 2 in the morning in a bad part of town. You're by yourself. You're not with a whole bunch of other people. It's keeping that mindset 24 hours a day. Like you said, being aware of your surroundings, being aware I have a deadly weapon on me that everybody knows is there now. It just changes the game so much.
And there are some unsavory people out there that I would not want. I just wouldn't feel good about seeing them open carry. They probably wouldn't be doing it legally. And just like, well, I got to see the business end of a Davis Industries 380 up close this week.
Again?
And well, it's happened before, but this happened Thursday.
Good Lord.
And anyway, a group came in. They were, let's just say, unsavory. You know, you have facial tattoos. You've probably given up on life.
I hate to say, the neck tattoo and the face tattoo are definitely things that let you know that this person is
that means
not
they cost
made
you
the
money.
Best the decisions in life.
If your face tattoo marks or tells people you're given place amongst your pimp's stable, then you're probably an unsavory person.
I would say that means that you are not a taxpayer, but probably a beneficiary of the state.
Probably.
Ward of the state, as I believe the term.
And, of course, she set her purse down on the counter and proceeded to whip out this Davis Industries. I saw it coming. I knew it was going to happen. It was just one of those things, you know it's going to happen.
Yep.
And so I was able to get my hand on it and get it out of my direction. and take it away. And, of course, there's a piece of scotch tape where the magazine is supposed to be inserted. Just scotch tape. There was no magazine. But when I racked the slide, you better believe that there was one in the pipe.
Now, did we get an explanation for the tactical scotch tape?
Well, they didn't have a clip.
And the scotch tape was there.
You gotta make sure that that bullet didn't fall out.
Because God knows.
It is a Davis, so you do never know.
No, and this is the worst thing, too. Well, no, it's not the worst thing. It just piles on. I couldn't get the bullet out of the gun.
It wouldn't surprise me if that had just rusted in place.
It wouldn't rack. I couldn't pull it out of there. I didn't want to give it back to him with the bullet in it.
Could you take it on the range and pull the trigger to see if it worked?
Didn't work.
Hmm.
Again, not surprising.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably carried it around. I've had this in my purse for X number of years.
Just
with no holster.
Yeah.
Well,
one in the pipe.
The scotch tape could have been to keep debris, lint, lipstick, and coins out of the...
You know, I think you're giving her too much credit.
To hold the one bullet in that might have fallen out the bottom.
I don't know if our listeners really understand where these guns rate in the world of quality of firearms, let alone how they're constructed. Because if you've ever seen... Most of us guys have owned Hot Wheels cars.
I was just about to say Hot Wheels uses better metal than Davis Industries does.
Fire and forget? As in forget about ever using it again?
You may not forget, because if your hand survives the event, you're pretty lucky.
It's literally designed to work one time.
Yeah.
And people out there might be thinking, oh, this is just a bunch of BS. No, this is true.
It's serious.
This gun had obviously worked its one time, and the next round is not coming out of that gun.
Well, it just seems to me, if you could afford to buy one of these, right, I'm having a difficult time understanding how anybody can, if you can scrounge together the cash to buy a Jennings or a Breitko, it would seem that you could wait another month and come up with the cash for a Kel-Tec.
Or come up with the cash for a High Point.
A High Point.
A High Point might actually work.
Yeah.
They're big and clunky and awkward as hell, but
everyone I've seen worked.
Yeah.
It may have been ugly, but they did work.
Okay, and I'll give them that.
Seen grand success out of them, but...
The thing is, they worked with enough regularity that if somebody pointed one at me, I'd be concerned.
Yeah, it's definitely on a higher level, a higher rating scale than your Davis.
But look at the
Jennings,
price point. It's a $125 blowback-only gun.
Mm-hmm.
No lock breech even. It's just a big chunk of pot metal that actually works.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't trust it.
So they wanted me to get him a magazine for the gun.
And did you oblige?
No.
You turned away a paying customer? And probably saved someone's life.
Our distributors don't even carry magazines for that thing. I told him that the magazine would cost more than what he paid for the gun.
What did they pay for the gun? Actually.
I didn't ask. I didn't want to know where it came from.
Sad part is there's a good chance he paid less than $100.
I'm pretty certain he did.
Yeah. And it's scary because I see that all the time. And people go, well, that's expensive. I'm going, not for a gun, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a quality handgun, let's face it, quality handgun, minimum, used, is probably somewhere around $300.
Yeah.
You can buy a Glock all day long, used, walking up and down a gun show aisle for $350.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's like, and brand new, well, we got M&P. The M&P 9 Shield is at
$399.
I was going to say $400.
And I've got to put my hands finally on a Beretta Nano.
Mm-hmm.
Because those, I haven't seen hardly any.
Actually, I saw one of those last week, too. I just didn't bother to even fondle it.
You have Beretta phobia?
I kind of dig it. I tried really hard to not like it.
You're going to do
it. It's got
a
nice
gun?
DAO trigger. The trigger is nice. It's nicer than the 290.
Lock back when you're done.
It does lock back. It locks back on an empty magazine, but there's no slide lock lever, so you can't just...
So it's like almost like the HKP7.
Yeah, very similar. Very similar.
Well, I'm just against it because it's a pizza gun. And yes, that may be mean and biased and whatnot, but I think that Italians just stick to making cars and pizza.
Do you have some Beretta Nanos in stock?
I do.
I love them.
No. I want everybody's real opinion on it.
I have not actually handled it yet, but in reading about it, I just looked at the picture of the high bore axis, and looking at it,
It sits a little lower in your hand than you'd expect.
I'll give it a try. I'll fondle it. If it works, then I'll.
And I might change my mind. Like the P250, I've changed my mind on just because the first one I felt was a major turnoff. The second one I felt really good.
And the 290?
The 290. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say 250 is gone.
Yeah, well. Away. And the 250s I liked, even though nobody else liked them, and they're going away. I mean, if I could find one, that's the only good thing about a gun like the 250 is if nobody likes it, nobody wants it, has this horrible reputation, they should start getting dumped onto the used market where I can pick one up for $200, $250, mm-hmm. and I'll take it.
We're selling them pre-owned for $275. And you know what, for $275 like gun, it's a great gun
the one
for $275 bucks.
Is it the range gun that you had?
Oh, no. I'm not selling that thing. That deserves to go to a museum.
You know, the amount of scratches on that.
That's cheap enough. That's a car gun.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely.
You know.
Uh-huh. That's a great gun that you can just toss in the truck and not be worried about it.
Are these compacts or full-size?
Compacts.
Okay.
And full-size, I haven't had any full-size come through the range that people were trying to get rid of.
I will stop by and have a look at one.
Don't have any in stock right now.
You just said you had it for $275.
No. How long do you think that lasted?
Oh, yeah.
I have 290s in stock, which we're about to do a fire sale on them because I have a bunch of them.
Really? And what's your fire sale price?
I'm not allowed to say over the air.
You'll have to come in and find out.
That's right. Yeah, we would be violating the terms of the dealer agreement.
You know, you need to get a contest going between Chuck and Marty and Nico and all them to see who can sell the most 290s.
Hey, we'll give it a shot, and whoever wins, we'll let them keep their job for another week.
Listen to KSEV on your smartphone. Download the KSEV app at the Android Marketplace or the iPhone App Store. And with one click, you're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Do you have your concealed handgun license yet? If not, take your CHL class from a professional instructor at the Shiloh Indoor Shooting Range. Not one of these instructors that doesn't know which end of the gun goes bang. Shiloh instructors are professionally trained, knowledgeable, and friendly. Mention KSEV when you register by phone and get the one-time special price of just $99. Call the Shiloh Indoor Shooting Range at 281-444-8930. Come beat the heat with our new cold AC and improved ventilation units. Ladies-only concealed handgun classes are available also. Taught by Houston's best female instructor, Tracy Sanford. Classes for women, by women. The Shiloh Indoor Shooting Range is located at 12703 Shiloh Church Road, just south of 1960, just east of the Willowbrook Mall. Call us at 281-444-8930. You've got a gun. You know how to shoot. Get your CHL now. Register for the next class at 281-444-8930.
Your smartphone is now your radio. All you need is a KSEV app. And with one click, you're listening to KSEV. Anytime, anywhere. No static, no boundaries. Go to the Android Marketplace or the iPhone App Store. Search KSEV. Select the KSEV app. It's free and it only takes a couple of minutes. Listen to KSEV. It's easy with the KSEV app. More details at KSEVradio.com.
Welcome back to Guns Over Texas, Houston. If you do not have your concealed handgun license yet, well, what are you waiting for? Get your license now at Shiloh Indoor Shooting Range. You can give them a call at 281-444-8930. That's 281-444-8930. Now, if you want to give us a call, you can get us at 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. And talk anything that goes bang. Now, let's head out to line one. This could be an interesting call. Howard, welcome to Guns Over Texas.
Hello, gentlemen.
Howdy, sir.
We've been under some fire, I understand.
Okay,
well, why don't we start off with who are you, sir?
My name's Davis, Davis Industries. My wife, Gail, my son, Jim, and I were Howard Edward. George Jennings was my wife's father. He started Jennings Firearms and Raven Firearms.
Okay.
Now we run Davis Industries.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to tell you, man, if you get a Corvette and you run it with no oil and you don't take care of it, the damn thing's going to break.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, now we use quality metal. And I
quality metal, like a Hot Wheels car.
You know, because the thing is, when he started dropping names, I went, wait, this is getting serious.
Now, for the listeners out there, we got our screener here says Howard Davis, owner of Davis Industries, wants to comment on your critiques of his firearm.
Right.
And we're all at the break going, is it really him?
Yeah, we're going, no way.
I had to Google Davis Industries to get names.
Yeah, exactly. And you must be looking at the exact same article I'm looking at.
And then the debate, did we put him on? And we've been trashing him for an hour here.
Howard. There is no Howard Davis that I know of.
Exactly.
I just made it up.
Well, as soon as you started mentioning the names, I looked across at Gary, and his eyes got huge, and his jaw dropped open.
I got past Mom again.
I knew it.
Well,
guys.
Thanks, dude.
Have a good one, Mac.
Man,
what a shame.
You.
His own mother doesn't know who he is. His own mate gets past his own mother, the call screener.
Man, and I'll tell you what, if it really was Davis, I was still going to say, it doesn't matter how much you talk about family pride, the thing doesn't work.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it works once.
Once.
Well, see, the thing was is that when he started seeing it, I went, wait, you use, but the company got bought out in like 2004. That's why it's called Jimenez now.
But so, if his wife was the Jenny, it's like it might have been weird.
Yeah.
You're talking about Grandpa who founded the great empire. You know, it's
the great empire of the $100 gun.
So we need to tell our call screener, when Gaston Glock calls next week, or Sam Colt, it might not actually be them.
Wait, if it's Sam Colt, I will be impressed.
He might get past Mom.
Does even exist?
Oh, man.
That was great. That was great. Well, getting back to a serious note, it seems a drone strike has killed an al-Qaeda leader in Yemen today. So it was a guy named Al-Kuso who was behind the USS Cole bombing. Mm. So apparently Barack Obama got the drone and was operating it by himself and flipped the missile arm switch and knocked this guy out himself.
Ah,
so. Congratulations. We've got another al-Qaeda leader down.
In the words of Bill Maher, he is truly a gangster president.
And let's never, ever quote that scumbag ever again.
No,
that hurts.
This
I'm sorry.
I'm the only one in the world that will say I will actually give Obama credit for the Obama killing. Because he had to give the say.
You mean the Bin Laden killing?
Man, I,
wow!
Everybody does that. Now I do it. Anyway, the Obama killing Osama. I will give him credit because, again, when he sat around and looked at everybody, they said, you know what, you could have another Desert One on your hands, or you could have another Mogadishu Black Hawk Down incident on your hands. This could destroy your presidency, or it could make you, you know, the king of the presidents, however they want to do it.
And
you know?
I can't help but think that he was sitting there going so full of himself that everything in his life has worked out that he just kind of rolled the dice and went,
and how well did that work out for Jimmy Carter in his first term?
Exactly.
It could have gone either way. So I will give him credit because he could have taken the timid way out and said, no, let's hold off.
Well, he had a long time to think about it because the article right below the one about the drone strike says he knew that the Bin Laden hideout, he knew all about it since summer of 2010. Mm-hmm. So that's plenty of time.
Well, that was, let's make sure.
All right, now you had something else that you were holding up there.
Well, we just posted this link on the Guns Over Texas Facebook page.
And, did y'all actually post the picture on there?
Well, unfortunately, the entry wound is there.
Okay,
And this is a viewer discretion advised. You know, I'm not going to tell you that this isn't ugly to look at, but it's a necessary thing because, one, guns are always loaded. Two, if you're going to demonstrate things about firearms not functioning, pressing a live firearm against your own body with a live round in the chamber is probably not a good idea. And that's what happened in this case.
Yes. Somebody was trying to show how a gun can be pressed against a body. If you're doing close quarter combat and you take the muzzle of your gun and you jam it in somebody's rib cage or gut, that it could actually push the slide back just enough to go what's called out of battery.
Right.
And that means the slide comes back about a quarter of an inch. It actually prevents the hammer from falling at an angle that it will actually contact the firing pin. And this is actually something that can happen. If you're jammed in there hard enough, The slide is pushed back far enough, and you pull the trigger, the gun will not go off. The problem is hard enough and far enough back on the slide.
Varies.
And this guy was going to show somebody how it worked. And he took the muzzle of his 1911, mm-hmm. pressed it against his own forearm, and pulled the trigger.
And the gun worked as advertised.
And the gun worked exactly as advertised. And he cranked off a 230 grain round through his arm, and you will be amazed as to what the backside of that arm looks like.
You know, again, viewer discretion advised.
This jackass gets everything that he deserves.
Yes.
Well, like I said, this is not the, you know, the thing is, yes, you can push a gun out of battery to the point that it doesn't work. We know that. But, you know, 1911, if you push it that far out of battery, it won't even fall. The hammer won't even fall.
Okay. But would you ever push it out of battery on your own body part?
Heck no.
No.
On a live round, no. I can use a bullet stop in the classroom, any number of things.
A wall,
to
a table,
that.
On yeah. an empty gun, obviously.
Right. With an empty gun, no point in cranking off.
But
a
you don't want to use
class.
Your own flesh?
No.
And this, when you look at it, it's actually worse than I would expect it to look, only because of a contact shot.
Right.
The bullet isn't what did this damage.
It's the gas. It's,
yeah, the fact that his arm acted as a suppressor.
Yes. You know? Well, it didn't suppress much because my guess is that that pop was kind of loud on the other side.
I'm actually impressed with the photo of the entry wound because you can actually see the front sight post and the bushing markings on there where the.
Well, see, they got a little hot.
I imagine they did.
And there's a little bit of flash burn there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we had the picture for the longest time of the guy who got shot in the back of the skull with the crossbow or the arrow.
Yeah.
And that was pretty disgusting, especially the one that showed the bit of flesh and matter on the tip of the arrow.
That was skull.
This is much worse than that. Yeah. So, warning to everybody that's going to click on that link, be aware you should not eat dinner and then look at this immediately afterwards. So, Houston, that's another 2 hours of Guns Over Texas down. Thank you for listening. If you haven't done it yet, get your concealed handgun license at Shiloh Indoor Shooting Range. Get them at 281-444-8930. That's 281-444-8930. Shoot straight, Houston.
Conservatives find their voice.